News Talk Breakfast. In association with AIR. Seamless connections with Ireland's number one broadband provider.
Now, the ugly scenes at the end of a senior football championship game in Leith last weekend has prompted further debate about the issue of violence in the GAA. We're joined by former GAA president Liam O'Neill. Liam, thank you indeed for talking to us. Does the GAA have a problem with violence?
Everybody has a problem with violence, Shane. Can I say just clearly at the start of this, there is no acceptable level of violence. And I think Irish society has to face that. Mm. There's no such thing as an acceptable level. Violence is abhorrent. And whether it happens at a J game, on the street, or wherever, it just has to be dealt with.
Yeah.
And we're not clearly in this country, we are not dealing with that.
Okay, no, well said. I suppose the reason I asked the question specifically about the GAA is like lots of people, I would have played both GAA and soccer growing up. And I never remember, and it just didn't happen. There was no mass brawls at soccer games, even though you might have played in some really tough areas. Whereas from under 16 on, it's kind of routine in the GAA. That suggests it's a cultural issue.
It's not routine, Jen. It happens occasionally. There are a serious number of games in Leash last weekend. There was a big crowd to this game, a local game. A number of people took part in the sprawl. Mm. Not everybody. And it's not the GAA is Irish society in microcosm, really. And what happens is we are the biggest sporting organization in the sense of local involvement. A soccer match between these two areas would not have drawn 20 people, quite frankly. And so you couldn't have a mass brawl. And this wasn't a mass brawl. This was a brawl where some people foolishly got engaged in violent activity. And we have to deal with that. And can I say, the GAA has to deal with what happened within the confines of the pitch. What happened outside is public order.
Okay.
And we have to face that.
Liam, you make a fair point, and there's no doubt. So, like, it doesn't happen in every game, and are nowhere near that. And you're absolutely right. Far more people are involved in the GAA than in any other sport. But I have to put it to you, it is slightly more than that. I mean, I'm thinking of, for example, Kevin McStay's piece a few weeks ago in the Irish Times. The culture of machismo is the greatest stain on the GAA. There is a low level tolerance for the assassin or the thug. I'm not suggesting the players involved in Leash are assassins or thugs, but that culture does permeate, and it needs to be stamped out.
It does, of course. And Shane, can I tell you, you were talking to a GAA official who expelled a person from the GAA for just this type of activity, mm-hmm. coming in and invading the pitch. So I've a record on this. I've said this all my life in the GAA. There's no acceptable level of violence. It's just not acceptable. And we have to deal with it. And what we have to do is deal with the people who perform these acts of violence.
How do we go about doing that? We've had a text in from a referee saying he routinely, I use the word routinely again, he has often sent off players and then he see for striking an opponent, and a game or two later they're back playing.
Yeah, that's unfortunately that might well happen, but the fact of the matter is that's not good enough either. People, the GAA officials who are afraid to deal with people who bring up the association into dispute shouldn't be in charge of discipline. They don't deserve to be in charge if they don't take the appropriate actions. And I think we have rules. We have rules which have clear sanctions, and we have to impose the sanctions on the people who perform the acts. Now, there's another side to this as well. This video of this was widely circulated.
Yeah.
Somebody took that video. A national paper has a still from it. I see this morning, I looked it up. It's been taken down from some of the media outlets, and you have to prove your age before you look at it on YouTube.
Yeah, exactly.
That clearly suggests to me, Shane, that somebody thinks something illegal happened here. And if that's true, the national paper has a duty to report that to the Gardaí. The local online newspaper, which published the video, has a duty to report that.
Does the GAA not have the same duty, Liam?
It probably has, yes. if they have it, possession of it, and I believe there was a video there, and if that's true, then I think that's public order. And until we start taking responsibility for that, this is not popular stuff. What I'm saying to you, no shame, will not be viewed by people as a popular thing to say.
No, I'm sure.
They'd say he is just being hardline. But I think this, what we have to get across in this country is discipline and rules of law and order are there to protect the good citizens and the good people. And rules on the field of play are there to protect the good player. And I think that we have to take a stand and say, somebody walked down from the stand or ran down and got involved in this incident. That person needs to be called out and needs to be sort of spoken to by the civil authorities and say that's not acceptable.
Okay.
In some countries, they actually ban people from stepping on the field of play. In American football, you have hundreds of people on the sideline. Nobody steps on the pitch.
That's a very fair
point. I think we have to get to a stage where we reduce the number of people on the sidelines. I did this as Oakdrawn of Cumaloo Clascale. I reduced the number of people on the pitch on sidelines because I said the more people you have on the sidelines, the more likelihood there is that somebody will step and do something that's out of order.
All
we
right.
have to embrace this.
Okay,
the GAA has responsibility, but so has society.
Yeah, well said. Liam O'Neill, former GAA president there. Let us know your views. 53106 at a cost of 30 cents.